Good afternoon.
Hi.
Can't see my face.
Can you give us the update on the deal?
Ben Bishop, 6'7", 210 pounds, for a second round pick in 2013.
Do you have him signed?
We have an agreement. The actual signature is not on the contract until he arrives here, but we have an agreement, yes.
There's talk about you looking at him before Craig Anderson got hurt. Was this something you looked at before, or was this as a result of Anderson getting
hurt? No, a comment. We had talked about a depth goaltender or a goaltender that we didn't have enough depth at that position. Pierre and I have talked in great length about the draft this year and getting some goaltenders into our system. Ben had been a five-year pro. He's had a real growth in his game over the last couple of years. Rick Walmsley worked with him for 2 years, and knows him quite well as a person. And we felt that given a chance to get a guy, we didn't want to get a rental. I had talks with a lot of managers about a guy for a month or 2 months, whatever the case may be, for the balance of the year at any rate, and then the person would walk away. The price that I talked about with a couple of teams was not realistic for me. The stage we're at, we wanted younger, growing athletes if we could do that, and we were fortunate to be able to do that with St. Louis because of their draft a couple of years ago is getting ready to be their third guy in order. We think this man is ready to play in the NHL at some point here. Whether he plays right away or not, we'll determine that as we go forward.
What's the immediate plan with him?
He's flying in tonight. He'll meet with me tomorrow. I'll talk with the coaches, obviously, after the game tonight and see where we put him. Do we play him a couple games in Binghamton, or do we give him a game here? I think that's under review and discussion at this point.
Should this be interpreted that there's any change to the time frame on Craig coming back?
No. Okay. It's actually, but what it did bring to light, and you were probably at practice the other day, I was watching Alt and Robin practice, and Alex got his hand stepped on.
Yeah.
And I looked at it and said, wow, if we have another injury, we are really out of luck. So that motivated me probably a little bit more, but we had been talking about another goaltender prior to that. No. We'll have two goaltenders here.
So is all got to be done?
No. We'll have two goaltenders here.
When you sign on a two-way, right?
Like he's on a two-way. And Robin's on a two-way. So if Craig comes back, then Craig will establish himself, I believe, very quickly as the guy that is going to play most of the games. And we will have the ability to let the guys play where they're supposed to play at that time.
When you signed Ald last summer, you said that your plan was to bring in Leonard as a number two goalie next year in Ottawa. Has this plan changed much? And what's Robin's plan for
now? Well, now we have competition. Now performance will dictate who will be that person. That's the way I feel about it. I think we need that challenge within. As you know, Robin's had a tougher year than we thought he might have down there. So now we are saying that we've got to be ready no matter what happens. I think injuries do that to you. I think the fact that Craig got hurt, you never think you're going to go through the year perfect and not have injuries, but it sure brought to light how fine a line we walk in this league and how important it is to have depth in all positions and goaltending as well as every other position.
Should we read into this that your perception of Robin has changed with his struggles?
No, I don't think it has. But one guy's played 5 years in the minors, the other guy's playing second year. One guy's played 158 games at the American League level. He's 25 years of age. The other guy's 20 and played 50 games at the American League level. And that experience, we know full well in goaltending position in particular, has a little bit to do with performance.
Is this a quieter day for tomorrow?
You should stick around tomorrow. There's a big one coming.
Did Altros just get a slap on the wrist today?
They had a hearing. We had a hearing. Paul McLean sat in, Kyle sat in, the normal people from the NHL and the union. They asked questions, and Kyle was very, very prepared in his view and version of what happened in the hit. And each one of us then had our say. Brandon listened, which I give him great credit for. He listened. He asked some difficult questions, comparable questions. And when he called me back afterwards, he said, we had to take a look. We talked a lot last night with his staff about it. He thought that Joe Corvo pulled up a little bit, and that's why it resulted in the type of hit it ended up to be. It was not, the hit started as a shoulder-to-shoulder hit, and then when Joe straightened up, the body of Kyle, or shoulder pad of Kyle rode up and hit him. And he recognized all of that, and at the end of the day, he talked to Kyle separate from me after that, but decided that it was a hockey play and a hockey hit, and he moves on and plays.
No fine or suspension?
No, there's nothing, nothing at all. There's nothing that had, he has no history of that. And they recognize that players that don't have a history, that don't have a tendency to go after people. I was adamant that I want our players to continue to hit, and if you take that kind of hit out of the game, then it becomes very difficult for us to push them to be somewhat aggressive in their play.
The Bishop.
I have not. I don't think there's anything different. There won't be until we get through another few days here and he gets the dressing changed and the doctors, I can't get a chance to look at him.
The Bishop contract for next year, is that a one-way?
It's a one-way.
Yeah. Is there any kind of waiver exemption or it's he would have to clear waivers?
He would have to clear waivers, yeah.
Next year, but not this year.
Not this year. No, we don't have to. Thank you.
Thank you, Brian.
Brian, do you have three goalies in Binghamton then?
Well, we have stirred up right now, so we'll send him back down to the I'm not going to read ahead and then read it in the paper down there what's going to happen to the people down there. We've called him up because of the call-up of Robin. We can move people back down to the East Coast League if we want to do that.
And you're still in Canada down there, too.
We have him right now, and he's playing most of the games right now, but we have a vehicle for him as well. He can move. We can move him.
Oh, okay.
I'm not too worried. With 20 games to go and them not going to make the playoffs there, we're not too worried about what happens other than we want them to play and develop.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.